MacArthur, Two Shugs Jackson. It's If You're Listening, one person's mission to force your friend to listen to all the music he avoided in high school. My name is Ramsey.
My name is Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Hello, Ramsey. Welcome to this mini episode.
Thank you for welcoming me.
You're welcome.
You so rarely welcome me.
I know. I don't know why I did it today. How are you, Ramsey?
I'm pretty good. Just looking forward to all my favorite music artists going country.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I don't know if I am, actually.
Well, based on the Beyonce song, I am.
That was good. I heard a rumor that she is doing a trilogy of albums.
Okay.
In which she is doing a different genre of music that is that has black origins.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's why the last one was house and this one is country.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true or not, but I like it.
Same.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know why Lana's going country. Probably different reason.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would assume. Isn't Post Malone doing a country thing too?
I don't know. I just learned
I
what
might
he
have
looks
made
like.
That one up. Well, he looks a little crazy.
He was at the Super Bowl.
He looks a little crazy, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. By all accounts, he's a big sweetie pie.
Okay.
And I love that.
What kind of music does he do?
You don't know what Post Malone sounds like?
I heard him sing America the Beautiful, and that sounded like country music to me.
Well, sure. Let me tell you what Post Malone sounds like.
The Cure?
This song has 2 billion plays.
Is this a cover?
No.
That riff sounds familiar.
Well, probably because I've played you a cover version of this song.
Oh.
So it could be that. I'm going to skip ahead a little. We're almost to a chorus. Hold on.
Okay.
Here you go. I love Post Malone.
What's the name of this?
Circles.
Hmm. Who covered it?
Dashboard.
Oh.
Maybe you know this song. It was in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, I would then. Oh, yeah.
This is Post Malone.
What's the name of this? Sunflower. Sunflower. Yeah, I know the song.
Yeah, that's Post Malone.
Oh. I like the song.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
I find him extremely unoffensive, and his songs are catchy.
And he's very young.
How old is he?
I don't know. Younger than me.
Oh, yeah. He's 28. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
After the Super Bowl, he was playing beer pong or flip cup or something with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce.
Wow.
And I think they won. And he's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, as you may have seen by him wearing a very sick Cowboys jacket, I will say.
I don't think I caught that.
Oh, it was really cool. To be fair, I was texting my friend, who is also a huge Dallas Cowboys friend, about how sick the jacket was. And he knew what brand it was. He was like, I know, I've been trying to get one for literal years.
Starter?
No, but then I did send him a starter jacket. I was like, you should just get this one. He said, I've had that one. Had that one as a child. But no, they were playing beer pong, and Post Malone lost, and he had them sign his arm, and then he got it tattooed because there was a tattoo artist like there. Because when you're Post Malone, I think you might just travel with a tattoo artist.
Makes sense,
point.
Yeah.
Why not?
He has the memento disease.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, that's Post Malone. I think he's a delight. That's all.
Okay. He's going country.
I don't know. Maybe I
look at them boots.
I could be wrong. He's from Texas, so
yeah.
That's,
I said yeah. I didn't know that, but I assumed
from the Cowboys,
Dallas Cowboys
thing. Sure. Yeah. That has nothing to do with what we're doing today. Although these people are probably similar aged. I don't know. Maybe they're a little younger. I don't know. Anyways, this is your wife's fault.
Okay, friend of the show, Mo.
Friend of the show, Mo. So recently, I have come across this man on TikTok who I think is very funny. It's not Petey, different person.
Okay.
That's
the only man on TikTok I know that isn't a toy, because I only get my TikToks through you.
Oh, you mean like when I send you Sylvanian drama?
That's right.
Yeah, the best TikTok account of all time. They've been doing SponCon for Away, and so the little creatures will have miniature little Away suitcases. Anyways.
Are they still wrapping up the crown? Because I feel like...
They finished the crown.
Okay.
They finished the crown. They have the best SponCon. Anyways, no, I sent a video to our group chat of this man really just being obsessed with the song Silk Chiffon by Muna.
Mm, yes.
You're familiar with that song?
Yes, and the video.
Yes. And from that,
your wife said, I just did a deep dive on this person and his band was played in the current season of Clone High. And I said, excuse you? Actually, I didn't say anything because I was literally at an airport on Xanax about to take a red eye home.
Okay.
But
you got home.
I got home and I said, Spotify.com.
First you said, excuse you?
Excuse you?
And then
I said, Spotify.com, play me this band. And I love them.
Spotify is like Apple Music, right?
Yeah, but better. Just kidding. They're all bad. I'm not a... Let's be clear. I'm team not switching the app I use, not team Spotify is a good company.
That's fair.
Bad for artists. Anyways. Yes.
Tell me the name of the man, and then tell me the name of the band.
The man's name is Gabe, but his TikTok is... I believe it's 06 Nissan.
That's wonderful. I do like
that. I think that's his TikTok name.
I am supportive of
that.
I'm
pretty sure. I'm pulling that from just memory. Let me see if I can find that really quick.
One of my favorite comedians is an Australian fellow.
06 Nissan. Got it right. Okay.
His name is Sam Campbell. And for whatever reason, he has made all of his YouTube channel and everything. McDonald's comedy, and he uses the McDonald's logo.
It's really good.
Yep.
But he is in a band called Young Culture, who right before this podcast I learned are from upstate New York, baby.
Oh.
To be fair, they're from my least favorite upstate New York city, but we'll just forget that part.
Can I guess your least favorite?
Please. It's pretty easy in my opinion.
Albany?
Yeah, the worst one.
Okay.
It's the worst one.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Visit the egg?
What are you going to do? Vote?
What are you going
to
do?
Go to government?
Wave at a senator?
Boring. I hate Albany.
You suck, Albany.
It's just like, it's fine. Here's the thing. To be clear, all upstate cities are fucking the same. Albany's just the one I've absolutely spent the least amount of time in. So I have to hate one the most.
Yeah. Whenever I meet somebody who is from Albany, I always say, have you been to the egg?
Which What's is the egg?
Their venue.
Oh.
It's shaped like an egg.
I was recently in Texas for work with one of my coworkers who is from Buffalo. I would say I most associate with Rochester. And then I was also with a friend whose wife is from Syracuse, and he was really trying to sell us on Syracuse being the best upstate city, and we said, this is incorrect. It was friend of the show Eric Teddy. I forgot he's been on the show. His wife is from Syracuse.
Okay.
And my coworker who is from Buffalo and I were like, that's just incorrect. It's definitely not Syracuse.
No.
I was like, let's be clear, it's probably Buffalo, but I'm gonna obviously ride for Rochester because I lived there.
Yeah.
But it's definitely Buffalo.
when you say Rochester, how much of Henrietta are you thinking of? I'm getting real specific.
I'm thinking Rochester because I live downtown.
Okay. I just wasn't sure how when I was a kid.
Henrietta's weird.
Everything I knew about totally Rochester honest. Was actually just Henrietta as a child. Because like I wanted to go to the mall. I wanted to go to Borders.
I don't want to go to that mall. It's weird. Now that mall is basically just a doctor's office.
Oh, really?
It's everything there is now just University of Rochester medical shit.
Oh, weird.
Very weird. But no.
And Spencer's Gifts.
I mostly associate actually with down like things off of Park Ave because I lived. That's where I lived.
That makes sense. It's great. It's beautiful.
Anyways, this band is from the fourth best... That's the positive way to put it.
That might even be too high, but we'll go with it.
Upstate City. Well, I don't even know.
Poughkeepsie, I'd put in there.
Is Poughkeepsie a city?
Yeah.
I just consider that like a train stop.
Hudson's
such
better.
A jerk about upstate
things. You somehow created a flyover region of upstate New York.
Yeah, anything off the Metro North doesn't count.
Whoa. It's not upstate because you can get there from the city easily? Interesting.
I don't actually care about any of these takes, for the record.
You know the flat part at the bottom of New York?
Yeah.
That, to me, is where you cut off downstate.
I agree. Yeah.
Anything
totally
above
agree.
That is upstate.
Although, honestly, some of that's still pretty fucking upstate if you drive for a while.
Yeah,
like, true. Monticello is kind of on that cutoff.
Oh, is that
this
below my line?
This has been the upstate New York podcast. I mean, Monticello's like right on that line, I think, and that's pretty far.
Wait, when you say this has been, are you referring to the previous 300
episodes? Hold on, I gotta tell you where Monticello is on that map, because to me Monticello is pretty fucking far upstate.
Yeah, does it make the cutoff?
Ugh, not Monticello, some other state, New York.
No, yeah, what are you doing?
Get the fuck out of here, Google Maps. Come on. Google. By now, don't you know that I'm only Googling upstate cities? Monticello is below.
Oh?
Damn, Kingston is technically below.
Yeah,
Saugerty
I believe that.
Is just above.
Okay.
But I guess it's because Monticello, you're also going west. Narrowsburg, Calicoon, those are all below the cutoff.
I agree.
I guess those are, Livingston Manor. Damn, Deposit is just over the line. That is like basically Binghamton. Okay. All right.
Sorry, international listeners. This is very specific.
Yeah. Well, if we had to classify ourselves, I would say we are a regional podcast.
A little bit at times. Remind me again the name of the band.
Young Culture.
Yep. Something I'm very familiar with.
Yeah, as is evidenced by the fact that you have never heard Post Malone before.
Well,
you did. You knew the one Spider-Man song.
And when I say American youth culture, I mean
Spider-Man.
6-year-old culture. None more youth.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got Riz. And it's pretty lit.
Boy.
What?
Well, now those words are both done.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Okay. This band rules. That's what I have to tell you.
Okay. I do like Clone High. So maybe I will like this.
I didn't even actually look into the Clone High of it all.
Mm-hmm.
All I did was look them up on Instagram and saw multiple other people I know were following
already
them.
Already following.
And
how does that feel?
What?
Do you feel like last to the party?
No, it was only people who like work, you know, like in the industry. Mm-hmm. So I felt like actually I was pretty close.
Okay.
Also, it was only like 3 people.
Okay.
But then I listened to them and I said, this is great. Also, they're getting 31,000 monthly listeners. So we're pretty early here.
Oh, nice. I love it. I love being a tastemaker.
Get ready. I don't think you're going to like it, but I don't think you're going to hate it, for the record.
Hmm. Okay. I did like a song from Idols this week.
Oh, yeah, you did. I don't think you're going to hate this. I just think it's going to be a little...
Was that part of the song?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think this is just going to be a little more pop punk.
I didn't like that.
...than your brain enjoys.
Okay. We're in a cycle. What happens next? Will you fall? Yeah, this sounds like the early 2000s.
Yep.
But it's very melodic, so I do like that.
Yeah, you're not going to be offended by this. There's no yelling. This part also kind of sounds like the band Camino to me.
The Neon Band?
No. Band Camino. Have I even played them for you?
I do kind of remember this.
They have that song where they yell Montreal. It's very funny to me.
That does ring a bell.
Yeah.
This is nice. I like this.
I can hear how it would be on Clone High. I need to figure out this Clone High part. I believe Mo...
Yeah, we believe most.
We do.
Is this song called Bad Romance?
It's called Kinda Over It.
Kinda Over It. It's a very pop punky title.
Oh no, I can't find anything, but whatever. I'm not working that hard to do it. Oh no, here it is.
Those stretched out lines here kind of sound like Mr. Brightside.
I like that.
Misery.
Yeah, love it.
Which song was on Clone 9?
I think it was this one. I'm trying to find this website I'm on. It's jank as hell. Whatsong.com/TV shows.
I think I've used that.
Yeah, this one was on it. Season 1, episode. I don't know. I'm really having a hard time using this website.
Does it give an episode number?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, sorry.
I got to like click in to the season and then the episode.
And
it's very stupid.
If this is the website I'm thinking of, several video ads will play.
Yep. It's not worth my effort, but I believe it was on it, at least according to this website. They're playing New York, but it's the day I have left the country for Sweden.
It's very specific.
Yep. Oh, wait, actually, hold on. If you're in New York, it's in like next week from the day this is airing.
There you go. A little plug for them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm going to dub in you saying Jupiter. Canonically, that's where you're going.
Right. I forgot I was going to Jupiter. I got mixed up.
Quite all right. Just Sweden and Jupiter are quite similar.
Yeah, it's true.
I like this. This is a good song.
You're welcome.
They're overusing the telephone filter a little bit.
Do you want to hear another one real quick?
Yes.
I haven't listened to them a ton, but I'm very much enjoying them. This was the other one I was listening to earlier when I was walking around outside.
I don't need these intros. Both of them have had some weird thing at the top.
I'm not mad at it.
I am.
You're mad?
I'm mad.
Let these sweet little boys from Albany live. Let them have fun.
No. They must die.
Ugh, dang it.
Good harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if Gabe is singing?
I don't. I think it's a different person. So the band is, I'm not even going to try to say their last names. It's Alex, Gabe, and Troy.
Troy is also a city in New York.
Right next to Albany. Apparently they're on Equal Vision. Maybe. We like that.
Is it a TV show or a label?
Equal Vision Records. I don't know who does what.
All right. This kind of sounds like Sugar Ray.
Fine. As you know, friend of the show, Casey, loves that band.
Yes, he does.
So... it's just fun.
It is fun. I'm going to say two band names, one of which I just said. You tell me which this sounds more like.
Okay.
Sugar Ray.
Uh-huh.
Lit.
More like Lit, but I would personally say it sounds more like fucking Newfound Glory.
Hmm.
But that's more of a point of reference for me than you.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Newfound Glory was not on the Titan AE soundtrack, so I don't know them.
No, t'was not.
Ooh. Middle
it's
eight.
Fun, right? It's
good bridge. I just used middle eight and bridge interchangeably. I think that's... I'm not a music historian, so it's okay.
Yeah. Who is? I really like this.
I like this. This one I'm finding a little more boring than the other one. But it's not bad.
I love it. What I was still trying to figure out who sings, and I still don't know the answer, but I saw a TikTok that they did the other day because they're on tour in Europe right now, and it was Gabe talking about how he just felt like he was in a One Direction video, and how then he just kept naming the members of One Direction, being like, it feels like I'm going to run into like Harry or Niall or Liam, but then it veered off into how he wouldn't want to hang out with Liam. That's all. That's a little inside One Direction.
Is Liam bad?
Yeah. He's the worst member. Oh. He's always starting shit.
Well, oh. Harry's a homewrecker.
What can you do?
Me personally, nothing. I've tried to get those two crazy kids back together, and it's not working.
No. Yeah, that's it. That's the two songs I was gonna play you.
Youth Culture. Did I get the band name right? It suddenly sounded wrong. They might
Young Culture.
Young Culture.
Yeah.
They might be Giants have a song called Youth Culture Killed My Dog.
Sure.
From their first album.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that came from. Young Culture.
I mean, also because youth culture is a phrase, young culture is not a phrase.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, unless you're studying bacteria.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Took me a minute. I got there.
Yeah.
So that's it. I like them.
I think I like them.
Okay, great. They're playing La Poste en Rouge, where we famously saw Origami Angel.
We did famously see them there. I saw the Orbiting Human Circus there. So
I was there Friday, and I saw Kevin Devine and Mansions there. Friend of the show, Mansions.
You win.
I don't love that venue. Anyways.
The shape of the... We're getting even more niche. Let's not do this, but it's a weird venue.
It's a weird venue. It's a weird venue. I don't love it. And there's no cell phone service. Anyways. Yeah, so that's that band, and
Gabe,
I like it.
Gabe from TikTok, if... you want to be on our show? Let us know.
Yeah, please.
Troy.
Alex.
Alex. You're also welcome.
All three, same time. Oh, that'd be a first. I got
to buy another mic.
Anyways. Yeah.
All right.
That was our mini episode.
That was good. Thank you for not playing something bad for a change.
Got it. I finger gunned Ramsey.
They closed both of her eyes. It's weird.
I'm a really confident shot for finger guns.
Well, you fully missed me. It went over my head, just so you know.
I've had one sip of beer. I've been drinking coffee this whole time. I'm not even... I'm just...
Oh, no one was accusing you,
Heather.
I'm just
in a silly, goofy mood.
You're just preemptively reading the comments section.
Yeah, this girl... No, just kidding.
The iTunes reviews.
Yeah, classic.
Heather, what if people want more of your silly, goofy mood that... But they want to pay for it.
They can go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/if you're listening.
That's correct.
How about you, Ramsey?
If I want to pay for it?
No, I don't know if you can pay for our own podcast.
I don't think so. I'd have to make a new account. I do kind of pay for the podcast. So do you.
Yeah, that's true.
You can find me at RamseyESS.com. Mm-hmm. What of you, Heather?
At Heather Shay, S-H-A-E.
Our website is ifyourlisting.com. You've got t-shirts, you got playlists, you got everything there.
When you're hearing this, I'm probably in Jupiter, so remember me fondly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, listeners might think from your giddy, joyous attitude today that you've already come back stupider.
Nope. Haven't.
Nope.
Haven't even gone yet, guys.
You did just
so
hit
it's
the
gonna
mic,
get
so...
worse.
Unconvinced.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry. That felt mean.
No.
Bye.
Bye.